Richie Barnett is a former Kiwis captain, of course, and a selector up until the last couple of years. So I want to talk to him about the match last night as well. He must be absolutely gutted where this team has got to, given the fact in 2014 they were flying high, number one team in the world, Four Nations champions. Richie, we'll get onto that in a sec. A very good evening to you. If this, and it's a big if this is proved to be true, there are no charges laid against either Kiwis captain Jesse Bromwich or Kevin Proctor. The allegations have been investigated by the NRL and by the various clubs. So Gold Coast for Proctor, and also the Melbourne Storm as far as Bromwich is concerned, plus the New Zealand Rugby League. So that is a lot of investigation. This is not just hugely damaging, Richie, for these two players, if proved to be true, but the Kiwis brand as well.
Well, certainly, and I hope, obviously, if they go through the review and they come back with evidence that it's not true, I'm hoping. If it is true, well, it's unfathomable. I just cannot believe that this would even happen or they would even register to do anything like this. What I'm saying now is it rife in the sport again? Is it poking its head with this drug system in rugby league and sport? Is it that bad that we're doing it prior to a test or during a test series? I can't believe it. I'm speechless.
Yeah, and also now the Cronulla Sharks chairman is going through a similar issue from Friday night, and you raise a fair point. You go back to the Wendell Saylor situation. I remember having Wendell on radio, Richie. He was very honest with me. He said when he was caught and banned for 2 years, it was rife in the game, and you're raising a fair point. Is it back again?
Yeah, it may have never left. I just think players don't realise the extent of the damage that they can cause by playing with that stuff. And they probably believe, and I guess it's like the drink driving episode where they think they'll never ever get caught. It's in the system for 24 hours and they think they'd be able to get away with it. But it's just unacceptable. I think they're flirting. Seriously, they're flirting the players that they think they'll never ever get caught. And this is a class A drug.
And Richie, look, we need to make this clear once again. These are just allegations. Nothing has been proved. Gold Coast have released a statement as far as Kevin Proctor's club is concerned and saying the NRL Integrity Unit has been made aware of this. So we don't know any more information around this. But if this is true, can you imagine the reaction of the fan base, not just to last night's result, but now what's happened post that game?
This is going to be a massive damage control, and New Zealand Rugby League have to handle this extremely well. Their managers, whoever look after these two boys, have to come up with something substantial.
And the thing about this, Richie Barnett, and I mentioned this to Pete Williams and Mark Hinton on the panel after 2 o'clock when this story first broke, it is the optics of this story, and it's the line from that press release out of Australia that the police observed Crowther, this bloke that faced court this morning in Canberra for supply, allegedly supplying two other individuals with cocaine, who then, and I choose my words again carefully, allegedly took that cocaine off a mobile phone. The optics of that are hard to come back from.
And I think, Beach, sometimes now they've got to have a hardline approach to it all now, because so many times that they've been caught, so many times players have toyed with it and got away with it. I think they've really got to come down hard on them. And if it's at all the case true, then they're going to have to come down hard. I think that there's got to be a line in the sand. There's no grey area in this that you get possibly over here. It's if you get caught, you were totally banned from the game. That's where it has to go, isn't it? There's no other way around it, because it's too frequent, it's too available, it's too... the punishment's not hard enough. And I think the only way you're going to rub the stink out of the game is one player's around you telling on the players and trying to eradicate this ugly drug from the sport. Mate, whether it's drug, performance enhancing, whatever you call it. It's just got to be ousted from the game.
Mate, I want to leave you with one point here. Richie, we went around the country in the 2014 campaign you were part of as a selector. Are you gutted to where this Kiwi team has got to, where once again last night I switch on with all hope, 24-0. I watched you guys on Sky Sport last night. You could see just how demoralised you guys were as well at halftime.
Yeah, no, look, I am. I'm absolutely, yeah. I'm shattered that we never were in that game. I do feel that there's some subtle changes and a strategy, a game plan that needs to be implemented to get the best out of the players. And it probably doesn't seem like it's happening, but I feel that we've sort of 2 years back from where the Aussies are at the moment, but we've got such key players in key positions that it just doesn't seem like the game plan is working in my mind. It's just whether it's not presented in a game or whether they're not executing it properly. I think there's a few subtle changes, and I think it can be quite a different team. But I feel that we're trying to play an Australian style of play, where I think there's a Kiwi way of playing things and getting the best out of some really key players that are so damaging. But it almost seems like using their natural ability as opposed to playing a game plan that works around those specific players like the Jason Taumalolos and the Jesse Bromwiches. There's so much attack on that side, but I just think they're playing a very much an Aussie style play.